I have got my high energy on, Nate, and I am ready to go. I am going right now.
Quit slamming your hand on the table.
I am just too excited not to.
Okay, but you did stop, and I appreciate that. It's the Reflex Blue Show. It's Friday. I'm tired.
I'm Donovan Beery, and I'm wearing pants from The Gap that actually look. Check this out, Nate. It's got Helvetica on it.
Dude, what are you doing?
I'm trying to show you the back of my pants.
You don't know that your shirt isn't all the way tucked in. Don't ask me.
There's not more than 4 or 5 inches of crack at most.
God. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. That's going to come up in News of the World. What's weekly? What's happening? What's update?
Look at the inside printing on my inside of my jean pocket.
No.
Nate.
No.
It's in Helvetica.
Nope. No, it's not.
And hey, welcome, Rob.
Hi.
Welcome home, Rob. Who you can follow at Welcome Home Rob / Twitter /
You know, every time I want to write awesome, I write Vossum.
I have heard that about you. I respect it. So, it is the Reflex Blue Show. We are here. It is Friday. I am tired. Donovan is wearing pants. And Rob...
They're half open so you can see the inside printing.
And Rob
Helvetica
brought us tasty beverages. Donovan doesn't have one.
I'll go
He's
grab mine.
Kind of a sissy.
We like to keep it classy.
We're keeping it very classy with some Old Mill and Old... Does everything have Old in the title?
No, this is just High Life.
Just Old High Life. But High Life is the oldest of beers.
It's new High Life. It's not old.
I think it's old High Life. I think everything High Life does is
no, it's like 1979. It's not that old.
The champagne of beers for grandpa. Right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
There's a bar in Des Moines called the High Life.
Hey, we could talk. I would be okay with spending the next 10 minutes of the show talking about the High Life in Des Moines. If you go to Des Moines, Iowa, and I know that all of our listeners are huge Iowegian fans... Go to the High Life.
Get a Tangermeister.
Although, can I say, now let's really talk about the High Life, because the High Life was cool when we went there the first couple times, and it was not yet a thing. But I feel like the last time maybe I was at the High Life, maybe the college frat crowd had identified it, and maybe it was filled with douchebags.
There was that other bar right next door that was full of douchebags, so maybe it's just spillover.
I think it might have been douchebag spillover. I think... No, I'm not going to go too deep into that metaphor. Nope, I was going to, and now I'm not.
I'm glad for this. But yes, Tangermeisters, it's Tang and Jaeger. It's delicious.
I feel like we may have talked about Tangermeisters on the show once before. I feel like we're looping around like Seinfeld. Should
we
call
might
it
be.
Good? This show's 63. Maybe we should call it good.
You've been trying to shut this down for like 127 episodes.
Could be. No, you're thinking of someone else. Let's do a Reflex Blue Show. Donovan Beery, what you been designing, man?
Whoa, we're jumping right to that?
Why not? You got something else you want to talk about? I think we usually jump right into what you've been designing now. I think that's how we kick it off.
Well, I got to think about what I've been designing. I don't remember.
What you been designing, man?
Whatever Donovan Beery tells me to.
That's right, because you're in here working for Donovan now.
Yep, Donovan was gracious enough to let me come work for him.
Which is a gracious thing because, Rob, you are in a position where you are moving soon, right?
I was put in a poor position where I had to, was essentially laid off by my employer because I told them that I was going to look... for work in a place where my significant other had received employment.
Yes. You're moving. We all know you're moving. You're leaving us. We're sad. But through the magic of the internet.
This is where we cue down the final countdown because it's only a matter of time. Da-da-da-da-da.
Rob's going to California.
You know, I really could have done with like just the regular final countdown.
Yeah, you didn't like my version?
No.
Anyway, so you're... You said, hey, I'm probably moving to California sometime soon. And they were like, okay, well, we will figure
out
someone else to do your job. And then the timing didn't work out. And so now you're working for Donovan.
It's a funnier story than that. As it turns out, some people that my girlfriend knew, she used to work for. Now I was working with them through my former employer. And as my girlfriend sent out an email saying that she got a new job before I had a chance to talk to my employer.
Oh, dude, that's right. I heard about this from you, I think.
The person that we know in common called up my boss to trying to figure out what was going on.
Yeah.
That totally took me by shock. So I get called up in this meeting. Hey. So your girlfriend's
what's going on?
Your girlfriend's moving. What are you gonna do?
I will stay here with you, job.
Yeah. So I told my employer that I would probably try to look for work in Northern California, which is
where she got
offered an opportunity. So that kind of was the demise of my previous job. But in the meantime, I haven't moved yet, and Donovan was gracious enough to kind of let me come in here and work with him part-time.
Yeah, because you do. You're Rob. You know the webs. You got it. You got that handled much more so than someone like myself.
Well, I guess that's actually what we've been working on the last week. Is the conference was actually today, but we were doing some branding and some stuff for a conference.
For a local conference.
Local conference. Turns out you learn in design that there's a few things where, you know, deadlines are more flexible than you'd want to say.
Yeah.
Like a, you know, magazine deadline, they say, hey, we need it by this date to get it in the, you know, magazine.
In the mail and the press.
But, you know, you can call and you get an extra day or two. Turns out a conference, the stuff has to hit, you know, when the conference starts.
Yeah, turns out there will be people showing up. Although, can I say, I feel like you're kind of trying to answer Rob's question for Rob.
Oh.
Is that the only thing you've been working on? More or less, I'm getting some nods.
Yeah.
Yeah, it turns out, been working on website stuff for said conference?
Not website stuff, but actually some of the promotional materials for the conference.
Okay, name badges and things?
Programs, brochures.
Have we, as a society, reached a point where we can automatically upload someone's face to their name badge via, like, an online registration form?
If you have a
Whitney, you were just telling me about gravity forms. Can you do that? Can you put...
Probably.
Whitney says probably. I don't know if that came through our mic.
If your laptop has a camera.
Right. Then you could take a picture and you could make it. Let's maybe work on that for next time. Donovan, what you been designing? For a collateral material for a conference?
That's the noteworthy item we've been designing.
Yeah. Anything else? Anything else of interest or note?
Not this week.
Not this week? Kind of a one-horse
some, the other stuff is in the middle of, like, production of other stuff, and it's in the non-noteworthy section of what we're doing.
Right.
Because it's kind of producing a build-out.
I feel like last time we talked, you were telling us about doing, like, a Word template stationery, so if what you're doing now is less noteworthy than what got mentioned last time, maybe we could have lunch and talk about how your business is doing. Maybe we just need to have a little chat.
Nate, we haven't asked you what you would have
now,
been
Nate,
working
now,
on.
If it makes you feel better, I did take a logo that someone else had created for this conference and made a PowerPoint template for the slide presentation so they could give it when they presented.
Now, people have done that, PowerPoints.
But you didn't do it in
Keynote.
No, because the client was going to fill out the PowerPoint themselves.
Okay.
We just did the template part. So that might actually be more or less noteworthy.
Is Keynote even a viable option for a lot of people?
Because you can export as PowerPoint, it is.
Huh. Yeah, but you know what? I have even run into trouble. I have run into trouble exporting my keynotes as PowerPoints. It is not a perfect translation. I can't imagine that it ever would be, and it certainly got me close.
Yeah.
But I was in that situation where it was for a class that I was teaching, and I put together a whole thing in Keynote because it's what I got. And I took it there, and they were like, oh, we don't have Keynote because who would have that?
Yeah.
So then I was like, okay, well, I'll try to open this, and then I couldn't. And so then I couldn't even give my lecture, so then I had to come back. It sounds all important when you call it a lecture, but it's not really. It's just like, take notes, kids. And then I had to come back, and I tried to export it, and then when I brought it up, because I don't have PowerPoint, I can't test it out, and then I brought it up there, and all kinds of tiny little wonky things had happened. If you're giving a presentation to a bunch of guys that fix refrigerators, I don't think that matters, but if you're giving a presentation to a bunch of design students, those kind of things
are important.
They come up.
Yeah.
So that is a thing, but I've had trouble with that. I don't know about you guys. You ever run into any hang-ups?
I just open it in PowerPoint, Nate.
Because you have PowerPoint.
Right.
I think that, you know, in the past I've worked with PowerPoint just because it seemed easier.
Yeah. We've all done it. I think you get used to PowerPoint, it seems easier. Actually, I like Keynote quite a bit. I really like, what is it? Numbers. Man, Numbers is the bomb. Yo, I was grading, I was making a grade sheet for my students today, and they have like a pre-formatted grade sheet in there. Awesome.
It just says automatic failure. Done.
Yeah, it said all students fail. But like the stuff that I've been trying to figure out how to do for the 6 years, 6 or 7 years that I've been teaching, this template spreadsheet does automatically. So it's like, oh, they have this percentage of grade, which is figured out by all these other percentages of grades, and it comes out to this, then that means that they have this letter grade, and it fills that in automatically. And it's like, I've been looking for the way to format that for forever, and I never found it. It's like, I've been teaching for like 6 or 7 years now.
It sounds like a spreadsheet.
No, it is, but there's formatting. There's variables and data. I'm a designer, man. I don't work in an office, but anyway, that is not what I've been designing.
Let's take a break, and when we come back, I'll show you my pants.
No, I was going to tell you what I've been designing.
No, we're going right to my pants.
Okay, and then I can tell you what I've been designing.
Okay.
So, Nate, what have you been designing? Oh, thanks for asking! I think that is awesome of you.
Oh, yeah, Nate, what have you been designing?
Okay, well, this one's pretty cool. It's been a lot of fun. I've been working on it for about a week and a half now. This is one of those jobs that came to me kind of based on, you know, the site and kind of based on the 1-point rule characters and some of the wallpapers. I don't know if you listeners know, you can go to 36 Point, get some 1-point rule wallpapers to sex up your iPods and your computer systems and things like that. A couple guys that kind of found me through that, they're launching a website for a specific project management style of software development. It's very techie. They're very savvy dudes. They're young dudes. And so they want the they want the savvy young dude website look. So I'm developing a typeset logo for that. Some might call it the Web 2.0 look, but I'm calling it Savvy Young Dude Tech Guy Look. And that's part of the job. The main part of the job is they want a mascot character for the website. So you go to things like Social Media Examiner, and you get the little cartoon guy, and he's got, oh, he's looking in depth at a story. So sure enough, he's got a magnifying glass. Or now he's interviewing someone. So sure enough, he's got a microphone. And so the character does something to each post, which is kind of helps you identify what category the post is in, and they wanted something similar but awesome. So it is.
That's not awesome?
So, well, that's.
Oh, rather than a magnifying glass, you put a monocle on him.
Yes. Actually, our guy uses binoculars for reasons
and
that relate to the site, but.
It's like Mr. Peanut.
Yeah. But binoculars, not a monocle.
Oh.
Although a Mr. Peanut, no. So anyways, so what we did was we did some things where
kids
we,
are allergic to peanuts, Rob.
So right.
You're saying that there's no classy on this site.
There is monocle, cane, top hat. Can I tell you, as of this point, classy is not in the creative brief. There are other things in the creative brief. I don't know that classy is actually in there. So we're working up a like very kinetic, very energetic character design. You know, the ones that are out there, there are several websites that kind of put their site together in this way, and everything's very cartoony, very, in some cases, Saturday morning cartoon, in some cases, PBS preschool cartoon style, and what we're doing for this is way more like Afro Samurai style, like Street Fighter style, like a cartoon character, but still like more formatted for a an adult market, because their readers are adults, as are, you know, the people that read those other websites, but we figured we would actually try that.
But they're adults allergic to peanuts.
And potentially allergic to peanuts. I will give you that. I don't have that data. We did not have time for that in-depth of a research phase.
Okay.
Also, it is not relevant, but.
Now, does the character wear pants?
Yes. In fact, we had several discussions about what kind of
pants
the
character
would wear.
Does the printing inside of the pants look like the printing inside of the pants? Right here, look at this. Can you see this? That Helvetica looks good.
I am uncomfortable with the line of thought and questioning.
Oh, that's bold.
Yeah.
That is.
So,
I just can't go back there.
You
route.
Saw that.
Can't go back to it.
So the Gap has all this Helvetica inside of their pants, and they decided to take the Helvetica outside of their pants and put it on their logo. and make it their logo.
Right. Let's talk. We have a topic. Maybe we're going to talk about it today, but I think we're going to skip right to the what's happening, what's update. Gap. That is what's happening and what is update for the week. Yes, Gap redesigned their logo.
They typed their logo out in like Helvetica bold, which, as you know,
might be extra bold, dude.
But as you know, always nobody really complains about. And then they put some gradation square blue box behind it that ruined it all.
Offset, I would say, in northeast.
Yeah.
Northeast of the logo of the logotype.
I think we're going to show a photo here.
Slightly overlapping. I'll let you handle that. Slightly overlapping that piece. I love that we're describing it like anyone listening to the show is not fully aware of what it looks like.
Well, sometimes when you hear things without looking at them, they kind of makes it sound more awkward. And it is totally awkward.
Yeah. Now we'll talk about the end game of this situation in a minute, but first let's just talk about what that logo was.
I think where they went wrong is if you would have just taken the Helvetica bold, put it in the Gap blue, and just said, hey, this is the logo type, we're getting rid of our logo, it's blue Helvetica bold, people would have been like, I don't know if I like it, but I'll live with it.
You know what people would have said then? They would have said, hey, that's the American Apparel logo, isn't it?
But they'd be like, yeah, I can know, right?
I mean, can we talk about that for a second? Like, American Apparel is, I mean, they're a competitor, right? I mean, they sell the kind of different audiences. One of them is hipsters. One of them is just white people. But, you know, it would essentially be the same logo at that point, right?
But that's kind of what the Gap is, so it didn't really matter.
What do you mean that's what the Gap is?
Regular clothes. The American Apparel and Gap, they sell kind of the same clothes, except for one has denim and the other doesn't.
Well, so then
one uses...
Wait, no, they both have denim. You get jeans at the Gap. You get jeans in American Apparel.
Can you buy jeans in American Apparel?
They have jeans there.
Last time I walked in there, I probably looked at the jeans and realized that my thighs would never fit through them. And
they sell skinny man jeans.
Oh, okay.
And heroin jeans, but
not for me.
No, not myself. They also have vinyl toys there, which would be the only reason I would ever go into the one that we have here. That's right, world. Omaha got an American Apparel. Every time I look up, it looks like we're not recording, but we still are totally recording. But you know, my point of view on that, I mean, Donovan, honestly, if you're trying to differentiate yourself from a competitor, you can't have the same logo that they have. I mean, that's day one.
Does the Gap clothing really differentiate itself from anything else?
Isn't that the point of having a business?
No, they sell the basics. You go in there, you get basic jeans, basic shirts. By the way, I buy clothes there.
Sure.
But that's why you go in there.
That's where you got your AC/DC shirt.
No. But you go in there to buy the basics.
Yeah.
It's true. They're not overly fashionable. They're just fashionable enough to get bought.
Okay, I would agree with that. Now, I feel like we're answering my specific question for differentiation,
though. I think American Apparel tailors itself to a different audience.
Mm-hmm.
And they sell things that are a little bit more fashionable. So in some sense, they're kind of different markets, aren't they?
Somewhat, but it's still like clothing. Men's and women's clothing of approximate age groups.
Oh, yeah, but...
Probably approximate income levels. No one has really talked about this.
Donovan and I had a conversation the other day. I was asked to supply a bid for a custom tailor shop. And we were sitting here and we were talking about the number of high-end fashion or even fashion places that use serifed fonts as opposed to sans serif.
Sure.
And we could only come up with one off the top of our head that we both knew of immediately that used sans serif typeface.
Okay.
And that was American Apparel.
Right.
Well, why is that?
Fanciness. Fanciness is my answer.
Well, it struck me as odd to think that there was only one and why there was only one that we can come up with. I'm sure there's, you know, billions of
there's
them.
There's probably
more. I can't think
of another one off the top of my head.
I can't do that. I don't do that much shopping, so it doesn't matter. So in moving in that direction, are they in some sense distinguishing themselves from everybody else?
Oh, Robert. Decent. Okay, I'll score you that point.
Now, obviously it was Helvetica, and that is what American Apparel uses, so there's a similarity there. But in some sense, aren't they now going to be different than everybody else? You know, Old Navy uses a sans serif brand, but
yeah,
Gap
but they're
was kind
goofy
of,
as fuck.
Right, and Gap was kind of a step up from that and kind of the perception of age range and things like that. But... you know, why not
go ahead? Okay, okay.
Well, regardless, let's move forward. So the thing I think
so
they did wrong.
So fuck your argument. We're moving on.
Well, we're saying that's where they may have been going right. But where they went wrong regardless is that weird, awkward blue box. And where they went
what
really
the fuck
wrong
is up with that box. I mean, I understand. Okay, like it's the Gap blue box. And they were, and you know, somewhere along the line, someone said, yo, we got to keep our Gap blue box.
That's where I would have said, just make Gap written in blue and call it good. But
then you wouldn't have the box.
Right. So, and then where they went really wrong was when people complained about it.
Oh, I feel like, I want to talk about that. I feel like we're not quite there yet because I want to talk about the box a little bit.
Okay.
Okay, so here's my thought. Now, picture in your head, new Gap logo with the Northeastern box and its blue gradient that I swear to you just looks like someone just hit the gradient button. Like they didn't. That's not a color wash. That is just gradient.
They didn't even size it to match, right? They're just like, just make it whatever. That size is fine.
I have no idea how that thing was sized or placed, but my first reservation with that, looking at that, you know, before anything else, was who puts navy with black? Aren't they a company that sells clothes? Must they not adhere to rules of fashion and common sense? You don't wear navy and black together.
You know, it doesn't have to match. It just has to go. That's the rule of fashion.
As I look at Donovan and it's... That kind of goes, though, but, like, you're not supposed to do that. Like, that is a fashion faux pas, generally speaking.
Sure.
And in at least in their case, yo, it didn't work at all.
Yeah.
Now I'm looking at that, and there was a great point made on the AIGA website, I think on, what's it called, Voice or something, Gain, by a guy named Eric Cargiuliuto. I want to go with Cargiuliuto on his last name.
That sounds badass. I like that.
And he put up a, you know, his post is called Much Ado About Nothing. And, you know, it's kind of starts out awesome. We are very upset. It's kind of how it's put. You know, one of the very first points that he makes, which I think is very strong, is, you know, we may be strongly visual literate people as graphic designers, but how many of us read the creative brief on that project? How many of us know about the inner workings and politics of that project or the needs of the audience for the reason that we all as responsible designers must know that that box showed up in that logo? As horribly as it showed up, there was a reason for it to be there. Yeah, we also never got a chance to see any extended brand materials. Now, I'm looking at that box and I think, well, okay. Then if in the fall it became sort of like an autumn color palette, sort of like an orange to a goldenrod color, or if in the winter it would change to a different, like, icy blue, and if it was a sort of like a piece of dynamic content or something that could maybe change based on whatever piece of clothing it was with in the store, then I think you might have something that would be kind of unique and kind of stand out in a positive way. Man, that thing just looks like shit.
It's just such an awkward placement for that
really
box.
Really was, wasn't it?
And the size. It just, you know, kind of half fell in the middle of that P. And then, I don't
that
know.
That poor, poor ass P.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and
Let's talk about some business, yeah.
So, then to make it worse.
Yes, let's talk. We just took a break there. Did we announce that break before we took it?
Yes, we did.
Awesome.
So to make it worse, people start complaining about the new logo, which is what we do now.
As people are wont to do, I think it's almost becoming a gut reaction.
Right.
Oh.
And what was the response from the Gap, Nate?
Well, people said, hey, the Gap, what the flying hell are you doing? And Gap said, we love this. We love that people are talking about our logo. It was like super awesome, like PR spin. Like, people are excited and they are talking about it. They're saying that it's shitty, but they're talking about it. And what? And their,
I love
their
when
next
people
step,
talk about how crappy I am.
Their next step, I actually thought in theory was brilliant. Was to say, we welcome your feedback. You're creative people. Why don't you show us what we can do to improve it? Give us your ideas. because we want to engage our audience. And in theory, I think that's goddamn brilliant. In practice, designers equate that with, you want me to fucking do what for free? And, oh man, it went from bad to 10 times worse in light speed. People call that spec work around here. I don't think the Gap... I'm sure there was someone at the Gap that was like, ooh, that might go over poorly. But PR guys don't know. PR guys don't know about AIGA. So PR guys were like, this is what we're going to do. And people responded very negatively to that. Because, again, they see it as a call to spec work. I mean, is that how you kind of read that situation, Rob? Did you pick up on that?
Well, I read it that way, but, you know... Before it got to be spec work, I think they were doing the right thing with the PR stunt. I mean, there's no such thing as bad publicity.
Right.
You know, so them even coming out and saying anything, hey, we welcome your feedback, is a win-win-win for them. I mean,
it keeps the conversation alive.
They generated the kind of interest in the brand that maybe they were lacking. Maybe that's why they decided to try to change the logo in the first place. I don't know.
Oh, well, actually, man, I'll tell you what. If we could spend any portion of this show talking about the old Gap logo, that thing is super dated. Like, the typeface in that and the whole styling, that is a 1991 logo. Maybe it wasn't designed in 91, but, yo, it looks like it was designed in 1991, and it is showing its age. So, I am on board with them having to make that change, but sorry. So
it's just a good opportunity for them to kind of engage the public. Now, I don't necessarily agree with the spec work aspect of it, but you know, maybe they did know that was going to happen, and they were just going to play that angle until somebody wrote them a letter.
Do you think that? And this is a question for either one of you. Do you think that any time the design community hears anything that resembles speculative work, that there is an immediate volley and call to arms rather than a careful consideration of what the company is trying to produce?
Well, to be fair, 99% of the times it deserves that call to arms.
Does it?
Probably.
Okay, but in this case, do you feel like maybe that... Do you feel like there was any sense of overreaction from the community? In general? Really asking.
I don't think so. I think as designers you have to get out there and state your case that this is why you need to do a good job. Gap's a smart company. They've been around for a long time. Do I think that they would take somebody's logo that somebody just provided them, like, hey, here's a type treatment, this is what I thought your company should be. Do you think that they would just take that and run with it? I don't think so.
Yeah.
You know, they would have to put some kind of polish on it. They might consider it as an idea and take something
dress
from
it up
whatever.
A little, sure.
But you know, to say that they would just straight take spec work.
I think you also have that thing where when most of the time when people say like, well, if you can do better, why don't you show me? They don't expect that, you know, 99% of the entries are actually better.
Well, I would not necessarily say that. I think Armin Vitt on Under Consideration on Brand New actually cataloged some of the things that were coming in, and no, they. You know, they were the same kind of crap, and if any of them, that at least the ones I saw on Brand New had been released as the actual new Gap logo, everyone else would still just be like, "What is this crap?"
Yeah,
I mean, you know, the idea of designers flipping out over spec work. I've seen designers in the past year, many of them, flip out over like things like art contests, like, "Hey, draw a character." And we'll put it up on the gym of this school. Like, at a certain point, I think we need to chill it out a little bit as a community and let some of that stuff exist.
Art, architecture, I mean, those things are actually different industries, and their associations, like AIJ does with ours, should set the guidelines for their associations, and we should respect what those industries decide is best for those industries.
But at a certain point, can't we just let high school kids make some cool shit and enter it into things? Or is that still the worst thing in the world? Like, I would not want my college students to do that for something that's... Like, here, if it's going to have a commercial application that will affect the bottom line of the people who's getting it, then
what
I'm
saying
that's wrong.
What I'm saying is that is our industry, and we have guidelines that are best for it. And the other things you're talking about, those are a different industry.
What I'm saying is people from our industry are starting to call the things in the other industries bullshit. and I feel like it's bleeding over a bit. And I feel like, what I'm trying to say is that I just feel like it's become such a gut response that we don't actually think about what's happening around it before we say that it is, in fact, the worst goddamn thing ever.
Well, I think that's part of the kind of culture that we're developing. We're in a blog culture where you can say whatever you want, and you can say it in an instant without thinking about it, and not ever have to consider any other aspect.
Your real world results from anything you put online are very rare.
Yeah. And you know, so...
Although occasionally, and I can attest, they do pop up.
I think special exceptions.
Yeah, yeah.
Can be Nate for Nate Voss.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, I totally blanked.
That's okay. We'll come back to that. So, okay, so then the response went from bad to nuclear bad. And within the span, how long did this whole process take?
Like 3 days. It's amazing.
I think it was Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday or Tuesday, maybe Monday. This is all old-ass news at this point. By the time the show goes up, it'll be like a week old. Gab came out and said, hey, you know what? Just kidding. We're gonna go back to our old logo because people really want that. Which I think is a kind of a nice way to say it's maybe not that people want the old logo, but maybe that they hate the new one so much.
But I really hope they keep the Helvetica because look how good this looks in the inside of my pants.
Damn it, man.
You know, it's funny to me is that as designers we get all up in arms about a new logo.
Yeah.
And maybe they did it just to generate conversation. Yeah, what they
presented. They did only post it on their website. They didn't, like, do new storefronts right
now. Yeah, you don't. Well, hey, but... And that's something I want to talk about, and we'll come back to that point.
Well, I think
do it right now.
I think that's part of the point is that, you know, if they're out there to generate conversations, yes, designers get up in arms when they look at something and they think it's terrible. Mm-hmm. You know, do you distinguish yourself from other facets of society as a designer? I mean, you are here and you recognize the importance of brand. Do you think everybody recognizes the importance of brand?
No, I think if they did, none of us would work in this industry.
So then when they present this thing and they say, hey, we love your feedback, is that solely for designers or is that for the general public at large?
I think I can say this as a content producer for the graphic design market, that it is a niche as hell market. People think the graphic design community is enormous. It is not. Not compared to the general population. Mm-hmm. We are tiny as F.
Sure. But in a sense, what they're doing is they're engaging everybody who's not
right.
a graphic designer to take part in their brand.
Well, yeah, which I think in theory is brilliant. So did graphic designers ruin that for The Gap? Did we kill it?
I hope so.
Did Rick Raffet writing a fair but stern letter to the people at The Gap and getting on the phone with them, did that kill it?
I hope it did.
But did that kill their participation with the larger general audience?
I think that, if anything, the graphic design community protected their brand.
Hmm. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, they probably knew that everybody was going to get up in arms when they presented a new logo.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't have to be the best thing in the world. And even if it was, people would have still complained about it regardless. Mm-hmm. So in some sense, they're saying, hey, if we present something that's not that great, we can ask people to participate.
Hmm. That is now, I feel like we're getting into some next level, almost conspiracy level type stuff with that.
That's how my brain works.
That would be batshit, wouldn't it? Like, if someone actually did that?
Well, here's the thing, is that they knew, like Donovan said, they didn't do it anywhere other than, what, on their website?
Well, we don't know that.
Which is a small rollout.
We don't know that. If it was serious, then we all know that you cannot roll out a national brand over the course of a day.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're already putting it on their website, that means the system is finalized. And they are probably in production on tags, signage, storefronts. You
know, we don't know that.
We don't know that either. But it's certainly a possibility, which means that this retreat may have cost them, you know, the printing costs of all of those things. They could have potentially sent them back themselves back hundreds of thousands, or if not small millions of dollars in production costs, if all of that stuff was already in motion.
Or they could have set themselves back a couple hours of meetings to decide that, hey, you know, we need to generate some interest in our brand. How do we do that? Okay, let's introduce the logo and make it maybe not the greatest thing in the world. Have somebody.
Crazy. No, but that's fucking crazy, man. All right,
let's take a break.
No, because you're putting stuff out there. We're just getting to the meat of this. We can't take a break now.
We,
no.
We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
We don't have to say we're just getting to the meat of this. Why do you do this?
And we're back, Nate.
God damn it! I can't fucking shit.
We're back. Hold on, we're taking another break.
You're fucked.
And we're back again.
Okay, for realsies. Okay, but no, but because what that says is, let us put something out into the world knowingly that represents our brand in a poor light, and let people talk about that. But that, like, I can understand the conspiracy theory of it, but also that's fucking crazy.
There's no such thing as bad publicity.
Yes, there is.
No,
you what can you're murder doing? Someone and. It,
well, yeah, okay. Well, yeah, that's not what's publicity. That? That's
Joey Buttafuoco's wife got shot in the face, but that girl's still, like, listen, famous.
So
maybe he's right.
Amy Fisher?
Amy Fisher, thank you.
You've had interest in writing a book. Am I allowed to talk about that?
Yeah.
Okay, so you've had interest in writing a book.
Okay.
So you write a book. Somebody produces it.
All right.
Somebody reviews it, and they rip you up one side and down the other.
Please say that's me reviewing it.
Is that a bad thing?
I think there's too much context involved.
No, it's not context involved. What it is somebody looking at your work and saying that it's bad. What The Gap did is ask for people to come and say, hey, tell us what you think.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we all thought it was bad, so that's what we told them.
Right.
And then I went out and bought 18 new pairs of jeans.
Yeah, but I can't take that as a corporate, as someone in the corporate world.
When did that
as a strategy.
When did Walmart release their new logo?
2 years ago.
When did the market crash?
A year and a half ago. Do you think that Walmart crashed the American stock market?
I don't think they crashed the American stock market. I think they had a logo lined up ready to go,
mm-hmm.
or something in the works, and they were like, hey, you know what? Things aren't looking great, but you know what? We're one of the cheapest places to go buy your groceries, to buy your products. We're just going to remind people that we're out here. So
no,
what we're going to do is swap logos.
But no, but that switch took place. Well before the crash.
It did
well
not.
Before. Absolutely it did.
Did not.
Absolutely it did.
I hate you.
I am going to kick you in the balls. No, I'm not. I'm not really going to.
Yeah.
You're way over there.
it's a long way.
Yeah, it's just too far.
But there is some kind of corporate strategy to some of these things some of these design decisions that are being made.
Well, I totally agree with. I just think that it would be way too crazy to think that the corporate structure of a giant company like that would knowingly say, let's poorly impact our brand for a matter of even a few days just to generate buzz.
But yeah. But you forget that and it poorly reflects
no,
it.
No, but it's
just
the Gap.
It's just
it is like you said, the Gap is the vanilla of clothes.
But it didn't poorly reflect it to the general audience. It was really just to designers, and we just got the word spread out, and we just said the word The Gap for, you know, really loud, and then everyone was like, oh, you know, I do need a new shirt.
Mm. Yeah, I'll bet Gap sales probably went up this week. I wish I had data for that. I could probably find it if I wanted to, but
it's not worth the work.
Yeah, no. But so anyway, so then they came out and they said, we're going to go back to old Gap logo and like, y'all remember when Tropicana did this, and they redesigned their bottles, and then they went back to it? And that, I think that took a week or two.
Yeah.
The fact that this all transpired in a matter of about 4 days, including a weekend, is just messed up to me.
Well, you know, one of the things about the Tropicana case is that they actually put the products on the shelves, and we can't say the same thing about the Gap.
Right.
I mean, they swapped a GIF out on their...
Yeah, exactly.
On their website.
It was almost
like,
a nothing.
And I know everyone's been saying they've been using Helvetica in their marketing for a year, but that doesn't really matter because people switch their typeface that they use and never switch their logos.
Yeah, that can change by season. That can change by campaign. That doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I mean, what does that say about a company that can spend, and let's be honest, it's the Gap. They're dropping 100 Gs. 500 G's on a new logo. Like, they don't mess. You do testing, you do market research, you get teams.
Or they cut.
I don't. Corners. I'm just throwing out dollar amounts because I have never done a rebrand for the Gap, so I don't effing know. We get Debbie or Sean Adams on the show.
Yeah, push your comment.
They could tell us.
I don't know. I know the Gap has their own design team.
Yeah. Actually, we know it is the outside. Their branding firm. Their outside branding firm. Outside advertising.
Oh, agency. They
are the ones that Armin Vitt tracked that down.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Hi.
But
I didn't do my homework.
For all of that effort to go into it, it probably took months, maybe a year. Who knows? Maybe it took a week. But we know, honestly, corporations don't take a week to do that. For all of it to come crashing down in the span of about 72 hours, give or take.
It's fantastic to watch. I loved it.
It was amazing to watch, but it was fucking mind-boggling. Look back at any time in history and try to find a similar circumstance in any business. Like, it just can't. It just could not have happened. Even a few years ago. Now what if UPS kicked off everything? What if everyone had great logos and UPS changed their logo last week on Friday? And that initial, you remember how big a deal that was in the design community when they got rid of Paul Rand and had a swoosh thing come in.
The golden comb over.
And people went fucking nuts. Now imagine if that happened. That happened in that world, and we were fairly well connected at that point. But if you look at how well connected everyone is now, I it makes me think of would the outcome of that have been UPS saying, "We appreciate your feedback. We love that you like our old package. We want your ideas," or then to ultimately 3 or 4 days later say, fuck it, we're going back to the old Paul Rand logo. Like, do you think that would have been possible for the situation to escalate that much?
That's all it would have taken to get that old logo.
If only we had Twitter back then.
Yeah, I don't think anything could have changed the outcome of that situation.
Well, then what about this makes the Gap change their logo back?
It's
Coke to old Coke situation that took place in the span of 4 days. That's fucking bananas.
Yeah, think of the timeline. What is it right now? It's October, the middle of October.
Yeah, it's the middle of October. Yeah, whenever we put the show up, it's the middle of October.
It's the middle of October. The holiday season is right around the corner.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So they're going to be ready to go for the holiday shopping season.
Well, you're putting the brand in people's heads, putting the name out there.
Yeah, but in a...
All right, it doesn't.
No, matter. But Rob,
leave your
just
comments,
too crazy.
Dude. Let's get a vote. Hey, we got to wrap this up, Nate.
Oh my God, maybe we should find a way to put a poll of this up with the show just to see.
Just start leaving. Leave
fuck
comments
it up for reals or by accident.
Let us know, Rob. Great to have you back.
I love that we were gonna talk about other things and then no, screw it. We can talk about Gap all day. Hey, Rob, thanks for coming out. I love that
it's
you said
pleasure.
Before the show you were like, I don't really have anything to say about that. Yeah. That's we had good Rob on the
you
show.
You rile up. Dude's wearing khakis. You knew who was going to bring his game.
I'll tell you what. If you want to hire a guy that knows how to do web design and you're in Northern California, you call Donovan Berry. He'll get you in touch with Welcome Home Rob McGuire. You guys will make love happen. And wine, apparently.
Yeah, and drink some wine.
And drink some wine and then do it all over again.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the Reflex Blue Show, which you can find along with all kinds of other wonderful things at 36point.com. Donovan, you want to sign us off?
And we are out. Hey, I think we got this now, Nate.
Check.
Hi.
You'll have to be closer, as will I.
Yeah, okay, huddle
Hello.
In.
Hello.
Should we huddle it up?
Let's all get together.